WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 30 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. A unanimous College Station City Council approved two changes last night to the new police headquarters project at Dartmouth and Crinic Tap. Bob Brick was among those talking about the revised exterior design, which you can see online at WTAW.com.
I wish that I had seen this in an earlier iteration of this process, and I think we would have been further down the line.
James Benham was the first to react to city staff's decision to hire a construction manager at risk.
In particular, because it front loads a lot of the mistake finding by engaging the people who have to build it with the people who are designing to make sure what they're designing is buildable, and really buys them into the project.
The council learned the cost is $500,000 over the budget of $28 million. A 39-year-old Bryan man is back in jail for the 32nd time in as many years. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, 39-year-old Gennaro Galvin is accused of driving a stolen truck in two business burglaries last week, taking two chainsaws from re-rented on Harvey Mitchell Parkway and four trimmers from Ike's Small Engine on South College. Both times, Galvin is accused of driving through the gate and chain link fence, and at We Rent It, Galvin is accused of driving the truck into the building. College Station police watching multiple drug sales at a home on the city's southwest side led to a search of the property on Wednesday. The search led to finding several bags of crack and powder cocaine and methamphetamine packaged for wholesale or street-level sales. That resulted in the arrests of 41-year-old Robert Dincy Wilson and 29-year-old Ashley Lott, who live at the home off Rock Prairie West in the Sherwood Heights neighborhood. We have asked for an estimated street value of the drugs that were hidden in a car behind a headlight. By the middle of June, the Bryan City Council could get a consultant's recommendations on annexation. That's if the council approves a contract in 2 weeks. And there was no council opposition during a workshop this week to spend up to $115,000 for what is primarily intended to develop three recommendations to annex land around the Rellis campus.
As part of a unilateral annexation, let's say that requires a three-year plan, we'll be looking at all of those components in there, and we will already have that information. Should the council decide to proceed with any annexation effort in the Rellis campus area.
Planning manager Martin Zimmerman says the consultant is also aware of the city's interest in annexing land around Leonard Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway, where Blinn College once considered building a new campus. A stolen truck and a hit-and-run driver are behind a crash Wednesday in Bryan that caused traffic signals at 29th and Briarcrest to go dark for more than 30 minutes. Bryan police report they're searching for a man behind the wheel of a 3-ton truck that was reported stolen from the Taco Bell at 29th and Barrick, which struck a utility pole on Barrick by Greenfield Plaza. Witnesses told police the man ran away but had minor injuries. In a crash northeast of Bryan the night before last killed a local man, DPS is investigating whether alcohol was a contributing factor in the rollover on FM 974 near FM 2776. Troopers report the driver who died, 43-year-old Sergio Gutierrez Barrera, was ejected from his pickup as he was attempting to get it back on the pavement. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 30 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with the highly versatile Kubota L-Series tractor. They're comfortable, spacious, and easy to control with performance-matched implements and a genuine Kubota diesel engine for years of reliable service. Right now, get a Kubota L-Series with 0% APR financing for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a 6-year warranty. Now through March 31st, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come see WC Tractor at one of their four Kubota locations in Bryan, Navasota, Brenham, or Temple, or visit WCTractor.com.
Thinking of changing your lighting fixtures or adding landscape lighting to your front yard? Have a plug that doesn't work or want an outlet moved to a more convenient location? Maybe you have an older home that needs a complete rewiring. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician. Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. For everything from simple fixture replacement to expansive remodeling projects, you can count on Aggie-owned and operated Gilmore Electric Express. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to GilmoreElectricExpress.com.
It's time to go Texan in Brazos County on Saturday, January 20th, starting at 7 p.m. at the Brazos Center. Live and silent auctions, plus you can dance to the music of Crossroads. Help the Brazos County Go Texan Association support educational scholarships to graduating FFA and 4-H seniors. $10 pre-sale tickets available at Catalina Hatters and Cavenders, or $15 at the door. Remember, go Texan on Saturday, January 20th at the Brazos Center.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:10. Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Abundant sunshine over the next several days, but not very warm. We're under the influences of a different air mass. Lots of sunshine and breezy for today. We'll struggle to get to 50. Tonight, clear cold, 25 to 30. Winds diminish through the evening. Sunshine for tomorrow. Highs will be 45 to 50. Clear 25 to 30 tomorrow night. More sun on Sunday, but it's another cool one. High temperature Sunday around 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Aggie women's hoops picked up a huge win last night, downing number 6 Tennessee 79-76 in overtime. As you can imagine, Coach Gary Blair, a pretty happy camper.
Great ball game. Win or lose, that was a great ball game. Just like the South Carolina game that we had at their place, our 5,000 were involved.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach Blair coming up, but it was, in fact, a big victory for the Aggie women, as well as the Aggie men are going to be in action tomorrow. So we'll preview that matchup against number 24 Tennessee a little bit. Also talking some new coaching hires made for Texas A&M. It seems like football and volleyball have been going back and forth with acquiring new staff. So we'll talk a little bit about the volleyball side of things, as well as the NBA and NFL. All that more coming up in sports.
Next volleyball hire have a nickname?
No, he does not.
It's just Colby.
It's just Colby, but it's spelled with a K.
It is.
Oh, so, well. Colby. So there's that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So winds are gusting to 25 right now.
Man, I'm telling you.
It's windy.
I was driving yesterday afternoon. I thought my truck literally was going to come off the road. I'm just sitting there thinking, what?
Literally.
Is this Lubbock? What is this?
And we were still last night. I mean, I checked right before I went to bed, and it's still at 40 miles an hour, gust of 40.
Man.
And it blustered a little bit. And anyhow, it's continuing that way. They'll start laying back a little bit down to maybe 10 or 12 miles an hour. But it's so air temperature is, what, 30? Is that right?
I got 30.
Yep. Chill factor's 19.
It's cold, yeah. Whatever in the heck it is. It's cold.
Wow.
So there. So it's a perfect day to talk about Yankees behaving badly.
There you go.
Yankees behaving badly. People from not around here who, well, they're just not acting right. Let's start with a Connecticut woman. 44 years old and facing charges of disorderly conduct after apparently pummeling her husband with a pizza.
Oh.
On Sunday morning at 1:45. See, nothing good happens between 1 and 5 in the morning.
That's true.
Just never.
It was at 1:45? So 1:45. So obviously this was munchy pizza, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, here's the deal. Actually, they had been partying earlier.
Oh, okay.
44-year-old Amber Lirinus from Westport, Connecticut, allegedly tussled with her hubby, George, after they had gone to Domino's and purchased a pizza.
Okay.
Says here the couple had earlier been celebrating a friend's birthday at an establishment that sells alcohol by the drink.
Gotcha.
So we'll assume that they probably consumed some.
Okay.
According to the police reports, Amber,
mm-hmm.
mother of four, quarreled with her husband after picking up the pie and returning to their Land Rover.
Oh, I didn't want mushrooms.
And they got a picture of her, and she's rocking a rock that's probably about 20K.
Okay.
Ooh.
So she drives a Land Rover.
Right.
And she lives in Westport, Connecticut.
Okay. Okay?
So there's money all around here.
Yeah.
And I kind of like the way the story is written. It says, so the mother of four was with her husband, and they picked up the pie, and she returned to the Land Rover. While inside the SUV, she began winging pizza slices at her spoon.
Winging them. Nice.
Throwing them like Walter White up on the roof.
That's it. A subsequent police investigation discovered slices of pizza on the floor of the vehicle. Anyhow, she's due in court next month on a misdemeanor conduct charge. So that happened last Sunday. I mean, I'm guessing they're still in the same house.
Yeah.
Right?
I really want to know the rest of this story.
I know, and that's so we'll try to follow Amber and see what else goes on.
Okay,
two calls to the this is in looks like Troy, Ohio. Okay, so no, Troy, Michigan.
Okay,
so
same thing. It doesn't matter.
Two calls came into the Troy Police Department early Wednesday morning, connected to the same house of worship. First call was from administrators at the Zion Church asking police to investigate vandalism resulting from gunfire.
Ooh.
Second call came in from a man who wanted police to know that he'd been shooting at the church. The 40-year-old unidentified Troy man fired shots into the window of the church because he believes it's an alien spaceship.
Oh.
What exactly had he been smoking
well,
or
I'm
been on that
sure.
day?
Sure, and they've got a picture of it, and I could see how it could be misconstrued as that, but it's been there a while.
How the church could be misconstrued as an alien spaceship?
Yeah. Yeah, I can
All
see
right,
that.
I'm going to have to look this up.
Megan Layham of the Troy Police Department said that churches do not have to be concerned about a repeat incident. We absolutely have no reason to believe this individual targeted this church because it was anything to do with a beef against Christians. It's possibly a mental health issue.
Oh,
possibly.
You don't say.
Possibly.
No. I'm trying to find the picture of this place.
Well, you know. Yeah?
Yeah, it is weird looking, isn't it? It's a strange looking church. I'm not saying the guy's right.
Not saying it's an alien.
It does look
spaceship.
A little strange though.
I'm backing away from the microphone.
I don't know what's going on. Info.
Mation. If you look up a picture of the church on Google, well, this is Google Street Maps or whatever.
Right, yeah.
It's kind of dome shaped at the top. And it's spaced out in the way that you might think that it's a UFO.
Spaced out.
Yeah.
Spaced out. So Space news, Chelsea.
Let's get a rifle and let's go on over and make the peace. Yeah.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interest before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
It's time to go Texan in Brazos County on Saturday, January 20th, starting at 7 p.m. at the Brazos Center. Live and silent auctions, plus you can dance to the music of Crossroads. Help the Brazos County Go Texan Association support educational scholarships to graduating FFA and 4-H seniors. $10 pre-sale tickets available at Catalina Hatters and Cavenders, or $15 at the door. Remember, go Texan on Saturday, January 20th at the Brazos Center.
Hi, this is Dennis Kubetska from Interstate Batteries, where we know batteries. It's all we do. This colder weather can be tough on your car battery. Have you had yours checked out? Don't be left in the cold. Stop by Interstate Batteries today and we'll perform a free battery check. We can determine if you need a new battery or if it just needs to be charged to get you back up to speed. We're not going to sell you something you don't need. When you have a battery question, come see the experts at Interstate Batteries, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or give us a call to find a dealer near you. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
619 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, sent you guys an email.
Okay. I just received it.
Okay.
I don't have my email open.
Well, you need to.
All right.
You should always.
The reason is, this is the A&M Consolidated High School Auditorium.
Oh, that looks very spaceshipy.
In 1966.
Is this from your personal files?
No, it's not. I went and found it on Google.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it won an award
for
architectural design.
Oh, yeah.
I had a picture of it in Time magazine, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
Zach, you seeing it?
Yeah, I am.
What do you think?
Is that it looks a lot like the Astrodome. I mean, like a little miniature version of the Astrodome.
Or a spaceship.
Or a spaceship.
Or an alien.
Yeah. Now, did anybody take a shot at the old stadium?
No,
and it's long gone, of course. Now, and it was at the corner of Hollick and George Bush. You know where that is, right by the A&M golf course?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's sat right there. So I'm just saying.
So when did they move A&M Consolidated High to where it is now? Was that after your day?
Yeah.
Okay. So it used to be over George Bush.
The high school was right there. Everything was right there. And where the Barbara Bush Center now is, that was the elementary school. And then kind of in between that and Hollick Street was the junior high. And then the high school is all right there. So it was all...
I'm digging these old yearbook pics.
I know.
This is great.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Scott, do you still have your yearbook pic? Do you still have your yearbook?
I might. We'll go look.
That'd be amazing.
But, yeah, I did. I just pulled up this on Images. I'm going, I know these people. this guy was my principal. Here's a person. Oh, look at there. Let me see. Yeah, those folks. Okay. Yeah, I know them. That's Ann Rutter. That's President Rutter's daughter.
Oh, okay.
Saying. Okay.
1966 Tiger Lane.
But the whole idea is that auditorium looked like a spaceship.
Right. It does. It does.
So there
interesting.
You are. That's what happens when old people get on radio shows. All right. Here we go. So it's today is National Pharmacist Day, which is probably important.
Yep.
You know, when you need them, you need them. There's no doubt. Oh, get this. And they do this on a Friday. National Work Harder Day.
Oh,
yeah, sure.
No,
like we're going to do that today.
Right, not celebrating that at all. All right, we got some birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Zayn Malik is turning 25.
Hey.
Yep.
Did I pronounce that right?
You did. Good job.
One Direction. The dudes from One Direction are 25.
Yeah. Yeah, he's no longer with
right,
One Direction. He was one of the first ones to split.
Time to grow up and get some big boy haircuts
He dates Gigi Hadid.
Oh.
Okay.
Who, yesterday, Cody Simpson's birthday, when I said, I think he dated someone, he dated Gigi Hadid, but now she's with Zayn.
Who's Gigi? Okay, I don't know who that
anyway,
is.
Anyway, yeah, you do. Just Google her.
All right. Melanie Chisholm is turning 44, a.k.a. Mel C., a.k.a. Sporty Spice.
Sporty Spice.
Yeah.
Oh, she's turning 44 today.
Awesome.
Zach De La Rocha, Roca?
I don't know.
Turning 48, Roca, yeah. Rage Against the Machine.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Well, we won't play any other stuff this morning. Right. We're kind of still in that sleepy mode.
Yeah.
Heather Mills McCartney is turning 50. Now, she was on Dancing with the Stars back in the day.
Okay.
She has a prosthetic leg.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, is Paul McCartney's ex.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
So, there you go. Country singer Keith Anderson is turning 50 today. Has not come out with any songs lately. He was kind of one of those guys that started ushering in the bro country, so we won't have to worry about playing any of that today.
Sure, right.
Rob Zombie turning 53, rock star, horror movie director, by the way.
Yeah.
Also did those Halloween remakes, I think, that weren't a real big fan with the following. Oliver Platt is turning 58 today.
Wow.
Pretty good actor
in
his own right.
He is.
Yeah, for sure. Howard Stern is turning 64.
Hey, hey.
So there you go. Country singer Ricky Van Shelton, 66.
Yeah. Lord, I bet somebody lied.
That song was on Willie this morning as I was driving into the parking lot.
Nice.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that is weird. Yeah.
On his birthday. So he's turning 66 today. Kirstie Alley is turning 67 today.
That makes you feel old.
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh, 67 as well.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to the big guy.
Yeah.
William Lee Golden of the Oak Ridge Boys is turning 79.
Elvira. My heart's on fire, Elvira.
So he's turning the big 79 today, and the amazing Kreskin is turning 83.
He is playing at Mirabella Lakes, Florida, in Naples, Florida tonight. Just want to let you know.
Just wanted to look up his tour dates.
Thought I'd look it up and see what he's got going on. And he's got 2 days to get to Sarasota, so good luck.
Oh,
Godspeed.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I hope he gets there. Okay, and and also this is the day of the guarantee, the anniversary of the guarantee, where Joe Namath guaranteed that the New York Jets would beat the Baltimore Colts.
Pretty cool if you go back and see those pictures of all the reporters interviewing him on the beach or whatever, and Brent Musburger is there, a very young Brent Musburger.
Yep.
And
everybody was
cool.
Younger then.
Oh, yeah, that's true,
too. A long time ago.
Or some people weren't even alive
then.
But...
Hey, Saturday is Rubber Ducky Day.
Hey!
Okay, do that. International Skeptics Day, if you want to do that. And
I don't believe you.
Yeah, I got you. It's a birthday.
Birthdays for tomorrow. Liam Hemsworth is turning 28.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. He's a hottie with a body. William Hung is turning 35 tomorrow. You might not recognize him, but you probably recognize his voice.
She bang, she bang.
Oh, God.
You did that. You actually played that.
That guy.
Was on American Idol. I guess that was like the first season.
I don't know if it was. No.
I don't think so.
It wasn't the first season.
It was. Okay. No. I don't know. I don't remember.
But it was kind of. He was one of the first, like, really, really horrible performers who went viral because of it.
And, yeah.
And somehow was able to get a paycheck.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's done all right.
So he parlayed that into whatever. So he's apparently got some money going on. Orlando Bloom is turning 41 today. Of course, he played Will Turner in Pirates of the Caribbean, and, of course, Lord of the Rings was Legolas. Mm-hmm. Nicole Eggert is turning 46 today. Now, as in Baywatch and Charles in Charge, she still acts. Her main gig now is driving an ice cream truck.
Okay.
So she apparently owns an ice cream dispensary company. Yeah. I guess you could call it a dispensary company, but she's turning 46 today. Patrick Dempsey is turning 52, McDreamy on Grey's Anatomy.
Betcha.
Also a big-time race car driver.
Okay.
And at one point, I don't know if he still does, had a home on Lake Jacksonville in East Texas.
Oh, wow.
So odd enough there. So there you go.
Yeah, very interesting.
Trace Atkins turning 56 today.
Tomorrow. These are all Saturday.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's okay. I was making sure.
Got a great voice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And some great songs like this one.
That honky-tonk,
the donk-a-donk.
Keeping pervy rhythm.
So there you go. By the way, he's
one of his best hits.
Oh, yeah. He's 6'7", by the way.
Very tall.
Are your grandparents from New York just befuddled that you know all this country music?
Oh, I mean, I grew up on country. That's, you know, their son's fault. So
now, you know who Jamie Johnson is, right?
Yes, in Living Color.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Should have seen
Live
In Color.
In Color.
He was one of the co-writers for that song.
Really?
So that does not strike you as something that he would sing, but apparently Trace Atkins is all for it.
Yeah. Yep.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus is turning 57 today.
Oh, okay.
Funny
so,
lady.
Veep. Did
Very
you know her
funny.
Her father is actually was a French billionaire?
Uh-oh.
So she came from money to begin with.
Okay.
She didn't even really need a real job.
Yeah, she's worth $1 billion.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And
funny.
Her husband, of course, or not her husband, excuse me, but her son played on Northwestern's basketball team.
Yes.
Didn't even play that much, but they kept showing her in the.
Of course, because she's in the stands.
Yeah, I kept showing her in the stands. Richard Mole's turning 75.
Okay.
He was Bull on Night Court.
Yeah.
And Rip Taylor is turning 83 today, or tomorrow. Excuse me, Chelsea, tomorrow.
It's okay. You've only said it eight times.
Tomorrow.
Just,
you guys know who Rip Taylor is?
No.
Yep.
Confetti?
Yeah. Throws confetti, has a wig, and lifts the front of it just to be funny. He's back in the day, he did. Hey, happy birthday to, it's the anniversary of Thomas Crapper's invention, which was the flush toilet.
Uh-oh.
That was his name. Okay.
Really?
Got it? Yes. 1863. And 1957, the Whammo Company developed the Frisbee.
Ooh, the Frisbee.
Truck drivers of the Frisbee Pie Company of Connecticut had shown some Yale students how to toss pie tins in the air. So truck drivers taught Yaleys how to use Frisbees.
Wow.
Now, Chelsea, I think you had this as one of Jay Sokol's fun facts a couple
weeks
ago.
The guy who invented the Frisbee was cremated and turned into a Frisbee.
Yep.
Perfect. When he died.
There we go.
How creepy is that?
Tomorrow's ratification day. I don't know what that means.
Tomorrow or Sunday,
Sunday,
Scott.
Sorry, that's right.
Just trying to keep everybody straight so we celebrate the days on the right day.
Ooh, this ought to be National Kite Day.
Oh, very windy.
Yeah.
But we'll have to wait till Sunday to actually celebrate it.
There will be a little wind.
Yeah, okay. And
just kidding.
Yes. So let me see, and then we got some birthdays.
Birthdays for Sunday.
I was going to say something, I decided not to.
Yeah.
I
kind of
edited myself.
Giggled, and then birthdays.
Best just to keep it to yourself. Grant Gustin is turning 28 as Barry Allen on The Flash, so he is The Flash. Dave Grohl is turning 49. Ah, I had it pulled up. I had Foo Fighters, My Hero, pulled up. It's one of my favorite songs. I'm sorry. Jason Bateman turning 49.
Funny.
Really funny guy and an underrated actor whenever it comes to serious roles, too.
Yeah. He's good in Ozark.
Yeah. That was not funny, but that was good.
No, it was good. It was a good show. LL Cool J is turning 50.
Right.
Lip Sync Battle, there you go, NCIS Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Wilde is turning 51. Now, he is Ozzy Osbourne's former guitarist. And I want to say he was on some commercial, but
He's known for playing so hard that his hands just almost combust.
Really?
And, yeah, he's just sitting there just playing the bloody stump. There you go.
Ew.
Mark Addy is turning 54. Now, he was Robert Baratheon on Soap Opera with Swords, was also on Still Standing, I believe, is the show. He was the dad on that one.
All right.
Carl Weathers is turning 70 today.
Wow.
Apollo Creed also was a football player back in the day for the L.A. Rams. Yeah. Holland Taylor is turning 75. Played Charlie Sheen's mom on Two and a Half Men.
Yep.
She was also on The Practice. Faye Dunaway turning 77 today. Bonnie and Clyde and Chinatown.
Yep.
And Jack Jones is turning 80. Singer, of course.
The Love Boat.
The Love Boat.
The Love Boat. Soon we'll be making another run.
So there you go. The Love Boat theme song sang by Jack Jones. Also was, of course, Wives and Lovers.
Back in the early 60s, they had the shows called Hullabaloo and Shindig. Hullabaloo was on NBC. Shindig was on ABC. They had these pop acts on at night that they would sing, like the Zombies and people like that.
Uh-huh.
The host was Jack Jones.
Okay.
So you had Jack Jones and introducing a bunch of British rockers. It was a little bit bizarre. Shepard Smith, you may have seen him on Fox News. He's 54 on Sunday. So there you go. All right, 6:30.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So liberals, the mainstream media, they have had a field day since excerpts from Michael Wolff's book about the Trump White House have been released, even though Wolff admitted that many of the stories in his own book are untrue, and despite the fact that Wolff didn't interview a single cabinet member of the Trump administration. And the mainstream media has incessantly reported on these stories from his tabloid book. According to Newsbusters, well, between January the 3rd and January the 9th, ABC, NBC, CBS spent over 2 hours and 20 minutes just covering Wolff's book. Meanwhile, major news on the FBI reopening the investigations into the Clinton Foundation, well, that received a whopping 11 minutes worth of coverage. That's it. Another shameless display of bias by the so-called journalists at the major news networks that you can't respect anymore.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings for many reasons. Now, Marlene from Ohio says, quote, Blinds.com is by far the most customer-friendly company. Now, the blinds were easy to install, they look beautiful, and the quality is excellent. I highly recommend, unquote. And now through January the 28th, claim your special listener promo code and save 20% site-wide at blinds.com/Hannity. That's blinds.com/Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
2018 is an opportunity to grow your business with top talent. But how do you find it? ZipRecruiter. One click posts your job to over 100 job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 30 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. The third time's a charm for those involved in designing College Station's new police headquarters.
We heard you loud and clear in previous council meetings that you did not want this to take up any more time.
Comments from Police Chief Scott McCullum before last night's City Council vote approving the exterior design, which you can see online at WTAW.com. The next hurdle is financial because the cost is $500,000 over the $28 million budget. Mayor Carl Mooney was among those supporting the selection of a construction manager at risk.
Construction manager has all the tools, all the knowledge, and is able to do it.
The council was told as many as 9 companies might bid on the project. It's been more than 2 years since an adult entertainment business in College Station was locked up by state officials for failing to pay taxes. Last night, the College Station City Council approved rezoning from rural to general commercial, which matches neighboring properties. The only council comment came from James Benham.
I just want to acknowledge the presence of some dear friends that are here who have spent an inordinate amount of time working with people who were impacted by this property and helping them get their lives back together. I really appreciate you being here for this. I know this is a big moment for you, and I want to thank you for all of your time working with these ladies.
Federal law does not allow the city to block another sexually oriented business at the site of the former silk stocking along the freeway. The property owner offered no comments to either the city council or the Planning and Zoning Commission. In 2 weeks, the Bryan City Council will take action on hiring a consultant that could lead to annexation on the city's west side. There was no opposition expressed during this week's council workshop, which the city's planning manager, Martin Zimmerman, says would generate three options for annexation around the Rellis campus by the middle of June.
Three different options with a sound justification. The final report will include a fiscal impact analysis, and the way we have structured the contract is that any information gathered in this effort could be used to then actually do an annexation should the council decide to proceed in that direction.
Zimmerman was also asked about having the consultant consider annexing land to the south of Rellis, where Blinn College once considered a new campus at Leonard Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway.
In their professional opinion, if they think that any part or all of Area 2 that you saw on the other slide should be included in here, then they would do that.
A copy of Zimmerman's presentation and more of his comments are online at WTAW.com. College Station Police has arrested a couple that the department's Special Investigations Unit identified as narcotics dealers. We're waiting for CSPD to tell us the estimated street value of powder cocaine, crack cocaine, and methamphetamine found hidden in a car parked outside the home off Rock Prairie West in the Sherwood Heights neighborhood. 29-year-old Ashley Lott and 41-year-old Robert Dincy Wilson are in jail in lieu of bonds of more than $116,000 apiece. According to the arrest report, the drugs were in bags packaged either or wholesale or street-level purchases. Inside the suspect's house, officers found multiple boxes of baking soda, which is used in cooking powder cocaine to crack. Wednesday's search followed officers watching multiple drug sales over the last year. According to online records, this is Wilson's 19th time in jail since 1994 and Lott's fifth trip in 8 years. A Bryan man released from jail 5 weeks ago on charges of thefts with prior convictions and unauthorized use of a motor vehicle is back in jail again on similar charges. According to online records, it's the 32nd time in jail in as many years for 39-year-old Gennaro Galvin. He is accused of driving a stolen truck into the We Rent It store on Harvey Mitchell Parkway, damaging a chain link fence and gate along the way, then taking two chainsaws and driving away in the damaged pickup. The day after that, Galvin is accused of breaking into Ike's small engine on South College by breaking a window and damaging the chain link fence and gate and taking four lawn trimmers. According to the arrest report, Galvin was found about 1 hour after the second burglary, leaving a convenience store. Galvin, who denies the charges, is held in lieu of bonds totaling $85,000. A Bryan man died the night before last from a crash northeast of the city. DPS reports 43-year-old Sergio Gutierrez Barrera, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected from his pickup. The crash on FM 974 happened after the truck left the road, then rolled after the driver attempted to get the vehicle back on the pavement. Troopers believe alcohol may have been a contributing factor. Bryan police are looking for a hit-and-run driver of a stolen vehicle who was responsible for a traffic jam Wednesday night at 29th and Briarcrest. The vehicle struck a utility pole near the major intersection on Barrick by Greenfield Plaza, which caused the traffic signals to go dark for almost 1 hour. The unidentified driver left on foot and, according to witnesses, had minor injuries. 2 hours after the crash, police received a call that the vehicle was stolen from the Taco Bell at 29th and Barrick. And some Texas A&M students living on campus returned to their dorm rooms to discover missing items. University police say there was no forced entry in two rooms at Mosier Hall during Christmas break. Miscellaneous items were taken between December 13th and yesterday. Anyone with information is asked to contact UPD. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 30 degrees. You can call or text us. Be part of the show. 979-695-1620. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Howdy, this is Glenn Brewer, President and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce. On Wednesday, January 24th, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Chamber of Commerce will hold its annual Economic Outlook Conference, sponsored by Wells Fargo. The conference will feature keynote speakers from the Rellis Campus, Tower Point, and the Atlas Traditions Development. Topics include our current and projected economy, plus the overwhelming growth in our community. Join us Wednesday, January 24th, at the Hilton in College Station, a look into the Brazos Valley future from the people making it happen. Call 260-5200 for tickets or visit bcschamber.org.
Does your bagless vacuum smell like your pet? Does it smell musty and dusty? If it does, then you might need to change your filters. Changing the filters helps to maintain the suction and airflow so your vacuum picks up the dirt and debris the way it was designed to. Don't know where the filter is on your vacuum or not sure which filter you need? Then come by and see us at Sovac City and we'll be happy to help you. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City has also been voted the best of the Brazos Valley again, and we want to say thank you to all of you who voted for us. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hey, good morning. 640, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Infomaniacs from the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota in the weather, brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts at malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference.
High pressure is going to continue to build our way. It'll keep us sunny today, but it's going to be breezy and cool. Our highs are only going to be around 50. The wind will make it feel even cooler. Clear tonight. The winds will die down during the evening. Lows tonight, 25 to 30. We have sun in the forecast for tomorrow. Highs will make their way up to about 45 to 50. Clear tomorrow night, 25 to 30. And it's going to be sunny on Sunday. Temperatures are going to be close to 50 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. I'm not a meteorologist, but I can tell you it's cold outside. I can also tell you that Aggie Women's Hoops got a big win last night.
0.4 of a second left. There's the inbound. It's a throw down court, and Texas A&M has won this one 78-76 in overtime. Wow.
Tom Turberville with the calls. The Aggies upended number 6 Tennessee 79-76, as you heard Tom say. We'll hear a little bit from Coach Gary Blair after the win. He was pretty stoked, as you can imagine. Also, we're touching on a little bit on the men's game, as the Aggie guys will be heading to Knoxville tomorrow to take on number 24 Tennessee, looking to put a stop to a four-game skid. And also talking a few other things going on around Aggie land, mainly some coaching hires, especially for volleyball. All that more coming up in sports.
Well, Donald Trump's in the news.
Oh, man. I'm telling you.
Man. Yeah.
And I guess this is the reason that the people who work in the White House press office get paid big bucks.
A lot of money.
They had to figure out how the hell do we even grab this to spin it.
And I don't think they have.
Well, no, their comment was, will the president supports the United States. It's his job.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Doesn't mean that you have to call countries other
bad
things.
Words.
Yeah. And there's a lot of things that you can say about that, obviously. People are quick to point out or, you know, to accuse him of racism in this case.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I don't know if you can say that. Because
no,
he's
I
talking
would
about
agree.
A country. He's not talking about
right.
a race of people.
Yeah.
And right.
Let's face it, not a lot of folks go to Africa to go vacation.
No, they don't.
But
not in
that
certain
being,
parts of
yeah,
Africa.
But that being said, it, and you also wonder, too, who leaks this to the press? Who tells the press about this? Because this was supposed to be a closed-door meeting, right?
I'm thinking that's the conversation, the very loud conversation that was probably held yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to figure out just who decided
right.
they needed to say this.
Right.
Kids, let's face it, Donald Trump is not the first crass president. He's not the first guy
You're right.
that says stuff that, you know, is
yep.
obviously not politically correct. You
yep.
can go back through history. I mean, Richard
sure.
Nixon, obviously,
yep.
that's the first one that pops in.
Because
you know.
We got, well, and the reason is because we got tape of that.
Right.
That doesn't mean that there are others who we didn't have tape of that weren't saying things inappropriate.
I have no doubt about LBJ. I mean, granted, it was a different time, obviously, but LBJ, I'm sure LBJ, LBJ cussed like a sailor.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And again, none of this is in defense of what the president
said. No, it's not. But, it's not.
Yeah. All right, so, but there's this story, which is kind of interesting. Lost in the story about his comments yesterday was a little battle of words between the Democrats. Ooh, civil war over on the D side.
Okay.
Here's the deal. Democrat whip Steny Hoyer of Maryland and Nancy Pelosi, the Pelostar from California.
The Pelostar.
It started when Nancy referred to a group of lawmakers who are working toward an immigration package and a DACA fix, okay? You know, mm-hmm. They're trying to figure this out. She said, the five white guys, I call them, you know, are they going to open up a hamburger stand next or what? End quote. Which, again, pales in comparison to what the president said, but
right.
Still,
yeah.
Making the white guy reference. So Steny, who's an old white guy, not pleased. In a statement, he said to Politico, that comment is offensive. I am committed to ensuring Dreamers are protected, and I will welcome anyone to the table who wants to get this done. End quote. Mr. Hoyer, one of more than 20 bipartisan legislators from the House and Senate who met with President Trump on Tuesday. You know, it'd be interesting. I don't know. Are there any Hispanics who are in this?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And again, DACA has to do with a lot of things other than Hispanic kids from Hispanic countries. But nonetheless, is it a bunch of white guys sitting in the table trying to figure that out?
White people, man.
Yeah, really. President got to take his first physical since taking office today.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard about that.
See how that all goes.
Which is so strange how everybody is so obsessed with that. I mean, granted, but
the health.
Well, look, he's 71, he doesn't sleep, and he likes McDonald's.
Oh, that's true.
I'm just saying, you know, he doesn't go out and shoot hoops like that guy who was the president before him.
But he does golf sometimes.
He does. Yeah, but what kind of exercise
is golf?
That's right. He's not like that guy who was president before. He was cool and perfect.
Cool and perfect.
Yeah,
and so there. Had some swag.
You seen him throw a baseball?
Yeah, really, that's true. So, kind of an interesting story in the Texas Tribune today. I don't know if you heard, they had some problems with the Baylor University football program.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Caused some staff changes. Okay. So now, what if you were on the coaching staff at the university and you want to move on with your career?
Mm-hmm.
You want to get hired as a coach someplace else.
Okay.
Well, it seems that Baylor is not necessarily forthcoming about if at all any of these assistant coaches had anything to do with the scandal that's going on at Baylor. So how do you decide whether or not you're going to hire somebody?
Right.
Because you don't know. This all comes to light because they've hired Browse's son as what, offensive coordinator at the University of Houston? Anyway,
yeah,
he's on staff there.
He's the OC at U of H.
And the Houston Chronicle made sure, well, actually, the University of Houston made very sure to say in the contract that if anything pointed toward Kendall Briles, that's the guy's name, then he would be fired. I mean, that's in there, so we'll see.
Well, I think a lot of people are looking at it, obviously, as close as he was with his dad working on the staff.
Sure.
They say, how could he not be a part of covering that up?
Right.
I mean, he was kind of front and center. He was the OC for Baylor, so, I mean, he was a big part of that program.
Probably knew a lot about what was going on.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's kind of an interesting story, and they quote a guy named Jason Cook. I don't know if you know who he is.
Oh, yeah.
The Silver Fox.
Used to get a paycheck in College Station, but now he's getting a bigger paycheck in Waco. But anyway, so that's in Texas Tribune today if you want to read about it and see the issue.
Yeah.
But I can see that, you know, for those people, I'm sure there probably are some who really were not in the midst of all that. And are they being able to get a job, or have they decided they're going to go do something else for a living, at least for a little while? All right, 648.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Schulte Roofing, and Hargrove Insurance.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Some call them pass-along plants because that's about the only way you're ever going to get them. They're the plants you've come to know in older landscapes, yet you never see them when you stop by your local nursery. With recent interest in heirloom this and antique that, the list has grown somewhat shorter, or has it? Generational gifts between gardeners. I'll be back with details right after this message. Get your new gardening year off to a great start with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. You can order by calling 800-752-GROW during the week or from neilsperry.com anytime 24/7. That's neilsperry.com. Remember, this newest book of mine is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. If you go into stores or on Amazon, that's the book you're going to be getting. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed, only $31.95 plus tax and postage, satisfaction guaranteed. Again, 800-752-4769 or order at neilsperry.com. When I was a lad growing up near the east gate of the Agricultural and Mechanical College of Texas, yep, that's Texas A&M, the grandmas in my neighborhood all had reseeding larkspurs. They gathered up seed and handed it from one generation to the next, and those lovely annual flowers are probably still blooming there decades later. They're traditions of early spring Texas gardens all across Texas. We still share the seeds. You wouldn't think that sowing petunia seeds directly out into your garden would be a good idea. They're tiny and they're very expensive. But you'll see old-fashioned, reseeding petunias growing right alongside the larkspurs, and no one has bothered to set out transplants. They just let the seeds fall in the spring and await their turn to sprout and perform 9 months down the road. St. Joseph's lily, known by many of us as hardy amaryllis, is one of the stars of mid-spring landscapes, and it's really amazing that no one has made a major push to bring it into the market. Bulb collectors have multiplied their supplies, and maybe that will eventually change, but at least for the time being, the best way to get this long-proven beauty is to beg a start from a friend or neighbor. I was given a clump 15 years ago, and it's divided now into many dozens of plants. It's a beautiful spring flowering bulb. Even the foliage is pretty. The biggest progress has been made by rosarians. They've searched high and low through old neighborhoods, cemeteries, and abandoned properties, and they've unearthed rose varieties thought to be extinct. Mike Shoup of the Antique Rose Emporium in Independence near Brenham has shown us what a wonderful group of plants we almost set aside. Confederate rose hibiscus isn't quite the measure of the other plants we've talked about. That's partly because we have plenty of other hardy hibiscus varieties. It's also partly because this one gets so big, 8 or 10 or 12 feet tall and wide. But it's still a plant that a lot of Texans treasure, and about the only way you'll be able to find it will be by digging and dividing from an established clump in somebody else's yard. Any gardener has a list of his or her own favorite plants, and I'm no exception. I've always wished that Dazzler Holly could be mainstream once again. It was. Chinese Photinias as well, and Glendora White Crepe Myrtles. But the only way you'll get most of these plants will be pass-along plants. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks for listening, and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:53. Number 17, Texas A&M women's basketball picked up a huge win last night.
0.4 of a second left. There's the inbound. It's a throw down court, and Texas A&M has won this one 78-76 in overtime. Wow.
Tom Turberville with the call in a game that changed leads 17 times. Danny Williams hit three free throws in the waning seconds as the Aggies handed number 6 Tennessee its first loss of the year. Here's Coach Gary Blair after the victory.
Great ball game. Win or lose, that was a great ball game. Just like the South Carolina game that we had at their place, our 5,000 were involved. And I think that's what really helped us. We made a lot of runs during the ball game. Every time we made a run, they had an answer for it.
Aggie center Kyla Hilsman had another big performance, finishing the night with 22 points and 11 rebounds and trading blows with Tennessee big Mercedes Russell.
It was exactly that. It was a battle. She would score, I would score. She get a rebound, I get a rebound. It was just back and forth of us battling against each other, and I have major respect for Russell. I don't know if you guys saw, but we were chatting it up at the end of the game, giving each other major props. So, I mean, I really respect her as a player. She's a great athlete, long, athletic, skilled. So she's got it all, and I really just tried to come out there and just – go as hard as I can, because I know if I slack off a little bit, she's good for 30.
It marked Kyla's third straight game with 20-plus points scored. Also getting in the action was Danny Williams, who put up 22 for the Aggs as they improved to 14-4 overall and 3-1 in SEC play. In the men's game, the Aggie guys have a big matchup tomorrow as they head to Knoxville to take on number 24 Tennessee. Now, the Maroon and White have gotten off to a poor start in SEC play at 0-4. Tip-off is tomorrow afternoon at 5 with broadcast right here on WTAW. The Texas A&M women's swimming team had a strong first day at the TYR Pro Swim Series in Austin with 8 swimmers finishing top 8 finishes. Next up, the ladies compete in the 100 backstroke, 200 butterfly, 100 breaststroke, 100 freestyle, 200 IM, and 800 freestyle later on today. Former Louisville volleyball assistant coach Kobe O'Donnell has been named Texas A&M's next associate head coach. O'Donnell comes to Aggieland after 1 year at Louisville, where he helped lead the Cardinals to an ACC championship and a return to the NCAA tournament. Out on the floor, San Antonio was on the road last night, paying a visit to the LA Lakers.
And the Lakers will be able to dribble it out. The Lakers snap the Spurs' 7-game winning streak here at Staples Center against the Lakers as Luke Walton comes over to shake the hand of Spurs head coach Greg Popovich. Leading the way tonight for the Lakers, Brandon Ingram with 26 as they take advantage of 21 turnovers and outscored the Spurs 32-27. The final score from Staples Center in Los Angeles, Lakers 93, Spurs 81.
It was a tough loss for San Antonio, which was forced to play without injured starters Kawhi Leonard, Tony Parker, and Danny Green. The 81 points, by the way, is the second lowest total for the Spurs this year. Now tonight, the Houston Rockets will take their 2-game win streak on the road as they pay a visit to the Suns in Phoenix. Tip-off for that one is at 9:30 out in the desert. And the NFL's divisional round gets underway tomorrow. Things officially kick off at 3:35 in Philadelphia with the Eagles playing host to the Atlanta Falcons. The nightcap will feature the New England Patriots and Tennessee Titans at 7:15. Now on Sunday, the Jacksonville Jaguars will visit the Pittsburgh Steelers at noon, and the Saints and Vikings round out the weekend with a 3:40 game up in Minnesota. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Whether you have a swimming pool or looking to build one, trust the Pool Guy. With a large professional staff, the Pool Guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all major manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the pool store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we can try the...
Stupid.
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, it's all in the family. Yours and mine. Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line. We have a long and successful history of taking care of the Brazos Valley for 35 years.
And Bottom Line has been best in the Brazos for 12 years. Amazing job, Mom.
Thanks, John. You have been a great help the past several years. So everyone, get ready for excellent service at Bottom Line Bookkeeping.
Become a part of our Bottom Line Bookkeeping family. Call 691-2345 today.
Remember, at Bottom Line, you are more than just a number to us.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Of course, yesterday we just had tons of stuff, some we didn't even get to, so we'll get to do that today. We do have a new royal story. We'll probably do that.
Oh, good.
Maybe in the 8 o'clock hour.
Okay.
We'll see.
Oh, you said royal. I thought royal. You said royals. I was getting all excited.
No. Also, by the way, another word today that the British say funny.
Oh, good.
Because we
those
we
are
did,
fun.
Yeah, found, those are fun.
We found squirrel, like, I don't know, 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so we'll come up with that. There'll be some of that stuff. In the meantime, stay inside if you can.
Yeah.
Because it's just not very nice out there, and the numbers don't look good. Lots of sunshine, but high today, maybe 50, and the winds will be out of the north, gusting up to 25 miles an hour. How much fun could that be?
It's quite chilly.
Yeah, 28 for a low temperature tonight, about 50 tomorrow, and 27 tomorrow night. Right now, the winds are gusting at 25 miles an hour. The chill factor is 19. Stay inside. It's 30 degrees, though. WTAW, College Station, Bryan, 7 o'clock.